The Bhagavad Gita. By Anonymous. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Bhagavad Gita is an ancient Hindu scripture that has been widely studied and revered for centuries. It is part of the Mahabharata, one of the two major Sanskrit epics of India. The Bhagavad Gita consists of 700 verses divided into 18 chapters. It is a conversation between Lord Krishna and Arjuna, a warrior prince who faces a moral dilemma on the battlefield. The main theme of the Bhagavad Gita revolves around dharma, righteousness, and how to live life according to it. In this dialogue, Lord Krishna explains to Arjuna his duties as a warrior and how he should act in accordance with dharma despite any personal reservations or fears he may have about going into battle against his own family members. He also outlines three paths to spiritual liberation: Jnana Yoga, the path of knowledge, Bhakti Yoga, the path of devotion, and Karma Yoga, the path of action. Throughout their conversation, Lord Krishna emphasizes that all actions should be performed without attachment or expectation for reward, instead they should be done out of duty alone. He also encourages Arjuna to cultivate detachment from material possessions by recognizing that everything belongs ultimately to God, not just people's physical bodies but even their thoughts and emotions are his property. In addition, Lord Krishna teaches Arjuna about yogic meditation techniques such as pranayama, breath control, which can help him achieve inner peace amidst chaos. Finally, he reveals himself as the Supreme Being, God incarnate, and urges Arjuna not only to fight bravely but also surrender himself completely unto him. The Bhagavad Gita has become one of the most influential texts in Hinduism due to its timeless wisdom on morality, ethics, spirituality, philosophy, and religion. Its teachings continue to inspire millions around the world today. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Dharma. Dharma is the path of righteousness and is the foundation of the Bhagavad Gita. It is the duty of every individual to follow their own dharma and to act in accordance with their own nature. Dharma is the path of self-realization and is the basis of all spiritual practice. Main idea number 2. Karma. Karma is the law of cause and effect, and is the basis of the Bhagavad Gita. It is the result of our actions and determines our destiny. The Bhagavad Gita teaches that we should strive to act in accordance with our dharma and to be mindful of our actions in order to create positive karma. Main idea number 3. Yoga. Yoga is the practice of union with the divine and is the path of liberation in the Bhagavad Gita. It is the practice of meditation and contemplation to achieve a state of inner peace and harmony. Main idea number 4. Samsara. Samsara is the cycle of birth and death and is the source of suffering in the Bhagavad Gita. It is the cycle of karma and is the cause of our suffering. The Bhagavad Gita teaches that we should strive to break free from the cycle of samsara and to achieve liberation. Main idea number 5. Atman. Atman is the true self and is the source of knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita. It is the divine spark within us and is the source of our spiritual power. The Bhagavad Gita teaches that we should strive to realize our true self and to be in harmony with the divine. Main idea number 6. Bhakti. Bhakti is the practice of devotion and is the path of love in the Bhagavad Gita. It is the practice of surrendering to the divine and is the path of selfless love. The Bhagavad Gita teaches that we should strive to cultivate a loving relationship with the divine and to be devoted to the divine. Main idea number 7. Jnana. Jnana is the practice of knowledge and is the path of wisdom in the Bhagavad Gita. It is the practice of studying the scriptures and is the path of self-inquiry. The Bhagavad Gita teaches that we should strive to gain knowledge and to be wise in our actions. Main idea number 8. Moksha. Moksha is the state of liberation and is the goal of the Bhagavad Gita. It is the state of freedom from suffering and is the ultimate goal of spiritual practice. The Bhagavad Gita teaches that we should strive to achieve liberation and to be free from the cycle of birth and death. Main idea number 9. Arjuna. Arjuna is the protagonist of the Bhagavad Gita and is the symbol of the spiritual seeker. He is the embodiment of Dharma and is the symbol of courage and strength. The Bhagavad Gita teaches that we should strive to be like Arjuna and to be courageous in our spiritual practice. Main idea number 10. Krishna. Krishna is the divine teacher of the Bhagavad Gita and is the symbol of divine love. He is the embodiment of wisdom and is the source of knowledge. The Bhagavad Gita teaches that we should strive to be like Krishna and to be wise in our actions. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Dharma is the path of righteousness and is the foundation of the Bhagavad Gita. It is a set of principles that guide an individual's behavior in order to live a life of harmony with oneself, others, and nature. Dharma teaches us how to act according to our own true nature and not be swayed by external influences or desires. It encourages us to take responsibility for our actions and their consequences. The practice of Dharma helps us cultivate inner peace, contentment, joy, compassion, wisdom, humility, and courage. By following one's own Dharma, we can become more aware of ourselves as well as those around us. We learn how to make decisions based on what is right rather than what will bring immediate gratification or pleasure. Ultimately, it leads us towards self-realization, understanding who we truly are beyond all labels and identities, which brings about lasting happiness and fulfillment in life. Main idea number 2. Karma is the law of cause and effect, and is the basis of the Bhagavad Gita. It states that our actions have consequences, both in this life and in future lives. The idea of karma teaches us to be mindful of our actions so that we can create positive results for ourselves. We should strive to act according to our dharma, or moral duty, as this will lead us towards a more fulfilling life. The Bhagavad Gita also explains how karma works on an individual level. It states that each person has their own unique destiny, which is determined by their past deeds. This means that if we make good choices now, then it will result in positive outcomes later on down the line. Karma is an important concept within Hinduism and Buddhism, as it helps people understand why certain things happen in their lives. By understanding karma, we can learn to take responsibility for our actions and work towards creating a better future for ourselves. Main idea number 3. Yoga is an ancient practice that has been used for centuries to help people achieve a state of inner peace and harmony. It is based on the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, which states that yoga is the path to liberation from suffering. Through regular practice, one can learn how to control their thoughts and emotions in order to create balance within themselves. The goal of yoga is not only physical health but also mental clarity and spiritual growth. By practicing various postures, asanas, breathing techniques, pranayama, and meditation, practitioners are able to gain insight into their own minds and bodies as well as connect with a higher power or source of energy. This connection helps them become more aware of their true nature, allowing them to live life with greater purpose. Yoga encourages self-reflection and introspection so that individuals can better understand themselves on a deeper level. As they progress through different poses, they learn how to be mindful in each moment while connecting with their breath. With this awareness comes increased focus, concentration, relaxation, and overall well-being. Ultimately, yoga provides us with an opportunity for personal transformation by helping us cultivate our inner strength and wisdom so we can live life more fully in alignment with our highest potentials. Main idea number 4. Samsara is the cycle of birth and death, which is seen as a source of suffering in the Bhagavad Gita. It is an endless cycle of karma that we are all bound to, and it causes us to suffer. The Bhagavad Gita teaches us that we should strive to break free from this cycle and achieve liberation. To do so, one must practice detachment from material possessions and desires, Cultivate spiritual knowledge through meditation and contemplation, perform selfless service for others without expecting anything in return, surrender oneself completely to God or Brahman, the Supreme Being, and live with equanimity. The goal of breaking free from samsara can be achieved by following the path laid out by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me, I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions, do not fear, Bhagavad Gita 18 hours 66 minutes. By doing so, one will be liberated from samsara's bondage forever. Main idea number 5. Atman is the true self and is the source of knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita. It is a divine spark within us that gives us spiritual power, and it can be realized through our own efforts. The Bhagavad Gita teaches that we should strive to realize our true self and to be in harmony with the divine. This means understanding ourselves on a deeper level, recognizing our strengths and weaknesses, and learning how to use them for good. The Atman is also seen as an inner guide or teacher who helps us make decisions based on wisdom rather than emotion. We must learn to listen to this inner voice if we are to find peace within ourselves. By connecting with this part of ourselves, we can gain insight into what truly matters in life, love, compassion, joy, and live according to these values. Realizing one's Atman requires dedication and effort but ultimately leads to greater fulfillment in life. Through meditation, contemplation, prayer or other spiritual practices we can come closer to understanding our true selves and living more harmoniously with others around us. Main idea number 6. Bhakti is the practice of devotion and surrendering to the divine. It is a path of selfless love, where we strive to cultivate a loving relationship with the divine. Bhakti involves dedicating our lives to serving and worshipping God, while also recognizing that all beings are part of one unified whole. We can express our devotion through prayer, meditation, chanting mantras, or singing devotional songs. The Bhagavad Gita teaches us that bhakti should be practiced without any expectations or desires for personal gain. Instead, it encourages us to focus on developing unconditional love for God and others in order to experience true joy and peace within ourselves. Through this practice, we learn how to live life with an attitude of gratitude towards everything around us. Bhakti helps us become more aware of our spiritual nature and allows us to connect deeply with the divine energy within each one of us. By practicing bhakti regularly, we can develop greater compassion for ourselves as well as those around us, which leads to inner transformation. Main idea number 7. Jnana is the practice of knowledge and wisdom in the Bhagavad Gita. It involves studying the scriptures, engaging in self-inquiry, and striving to gain knowledge. Jnana is a path that leads to understanding one's true nature and purpose in life. Through this practice, we can learn how to live our lives with greater awareness and insight. The Bhagavad Gita teaches us that jnana should be pursued with dedication and commitment. We must strive for knowledge not only through study but also through contemplation on its meaning. This will help us develop an inner understanding of truth which will guide our actions. By practicing jnana, we can become more aware of ourselves as well as others around us. We can learn how to make wise decisions based on what we have learned from our studies rather than relying solely on instinct or emotion. In addition, by deepening our understanding of spiritual truths, we can find peace within ourselves even when faced with difficult situations. Main idea number 8. Moksha is the state of liberation and is the goal of the Bhagavad Gita. It is a spiritual journey that leads to freedom from suffering, and ultimately, enlightenment. The path to moksha involves understanding one's true nature and transcending all attachments to material things. Through meditation, contemplation, and self-inquiry, we can come closer to achieving this ultimate goal. The Bhagavad Gita teaches us that in order to achieve moksha, we must strive for detachment from worldly desires and focus on our inner being. We must learn how to control our thoughts so that they are not driven by external influences or distractions. By cultivating an attitude of non-attachment towards material possessions, relationships, emotions, etc., we can begin to experience a sense of peace within ourselves. In addition to developing an attitude of non-attachment towards worldly matters, it is also important for us to practice compassion towards others as well as ourselves. This will help us cultivate a more compassionate outlook on life, which will lead us closer towards achieving moksha. Ultimately, through dedication and perseverance in our spiritual practice, we can reach the highest level of consciousness, moksha, where there is no longer any suffering or attachment but only pure blissful awareness. Main idea number 9. Arjuna is a symbol of spiritual strength and courage. He represents the ideal seeker, one who strives to live in accordance with Dharma. His story in the Bhagavad Gita serves as an example for us all, showing us how we can overcome our fears and doubts to reach our highest potential. Arjuna's journey is filled with challenges that he must face head-on, but his faith in himself and his commitment to doing what is right never wavers. The Bhagavad Gita teaches us that we should strive to be like Arjuna, courageous and determined on our path towards enlightenment. We should take inspiration from him when faced with difficult decisions or challenging situations. By following his example, we can find the strength within ourselves to make wise choices even when it seems impossible. Ultimately, Arjuna's story reminds us that no matter how hard life may seem at times, there is always hope if we stay true to ourselves and remain committed to living according to Dharma. By taking this lesson from the Bhagavad Gita into our lives, we can become more resilient individuals who are better equipped for whatever life throws at them. Main idea number 10. Krishna is the divine teacher of the Bhagavad Gita and is a symbol of divine love. He embodies wisdom and knowledge, teaching us to strive for excellence in our actions. Krishna's teachings are based on selfless service, devotion to God, and living with integrity. His message encourages us to be compassionate towards others and live life with purpose. The Bhagavad Gita teaches that we should seek out knowledge from all sources, including nature itself. We should also practice meditation as a way of connecting with our inner selves and understanding our true potential. By following these principles, we can become more aware of ourselves and develop greater insight into how we interact with the world around us. Krishna's teachings provide guidance on how to lead an ethical life filled with joy and contentment. He emphasizes that it is important to remain humble while striving for success in whatever endeavor one pursues. Ultimately, his message reminds us that by being kind-hearted towards others, we can create a better world for everyone. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.